Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20. There's more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. The writer of Proverbs has a lot to say about fools. They live a dangerous and destructive life, and he does everything he can to encourage his readers to avoid foolishness and to live a life of wisdom. So when he declares that there's more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking, he's clearly describing the most terrible disaster. That's because words are so powerful. For sure, they can be powerful to build, but they can also be devastatingly destructive when used in the wrong way. So what thinking should we do before speaking? I love the mnemonic think, T-H-I-N-K. Here are five excellent tests to apply to anything that you say. Firstly, T. It stands for true. So much damage is caused in relationships and organizations because untrue things are said. Gossip feeds off this. A statement might be partly true, but it gives a misleading impression. When it's passed on a number of times, it bears no relationship to the real situation. If you're not absolutely sure that something is true, it's better to keep quiet. H stands for helpful. It can be very tempting to share information simply to show that you know it, but it's better to keep quiet if what you are saying won't help. I stands for inspiring. Your words need to have a positive effect and leave people encouraged and strengthened. Then N stands for necessary. For some of us, when we start talking, it can be difficult to stop, and we end up sharing half-formed thoughts that are totally unnecessary, and they're in danger of fueling gossip. And then K, finally, stands for kind. If our words are not kind, then they should never have been spoken. We won't go through all those five steps every time we speak, but I encourage you to start making use of this simple guide, T-H-I-N-K. It may help to slow down our speaking and increase our thinking time, and that can only be good. So let me ask you a question. Which of the five steps is most challenging and important for you to reflect upon? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of speaking. Help us to become increasingly wise in the way in which we speak. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.